I'm going to continue my mother's story. Just refresh the memory. Last week, we talked, my mother tried to help people, never asking anything to return. So another things I want to talk about the story was during the Cultural Revolution. So, you know, everybody, our neighbors, myself, you know, during the Cultural Revolution, and my generation, we all want to be Mao's children, so which was a soldier and fight and revolutionary. So never want to be a person like my mother because she's so gentle and so nice to everybody, love her family, love her children, loyal to her husband, you know, that kind of traditional and Chinese value. And when the Cultural Revolution happened, that time I was 13 years old, and they just said, you know, I talk about before, you know, my father, and he owned the company, and they're making those teaching equipment, modules for the medical school. And so they took away everything, and they coming to my house, make me to denounce him and my mother. Everything else. So he was under tremendous stress, of course. And so he used to have the ulcer, so had the breathing, cannot stop. So sent to the hospital. But that time, I tell you, in the hospital, and they put all the surgeon and say they are the not good, they are the not the correct class, and the people can trust. So make a surgeon to clean the bathroom. And janitor. Make a janitor to be a surgeon. Unbelievable, you know. So lots of medical accidents because they don't know what to do. So they had to ask the, you know, nurse or whatever to helping them, but still lots of people die during the surgery or after surgery. And then another thing, because my father is a class enemy. So during the surgery, the surgeon good for, you know, very lucky, and that time on that week, and that janitor surgeon was sick, didn't come to the hospital, we didn't know about it. And then they had to got a person which was working also in clean the hospital or whatever, and pull him out. He was a surgeon before, he was an army surgeon. And then because his father also the class enemy, so he kicked out from the army. So just very lucky. So he could operate now my father. And then he said that he probably need blood transfusion because he lost a lot of blood and during the surgery, maybe more. So he needed. So there is a rule in the hospital during the culture. Class enemy cannot have blood transfusion. They're not going to give blood to class enemy. That's it. So he said that, you know, that's only thing you had to find your own source, for instance, family. But they had to be the, you know, same type of blood, right? So my mother was type A. My father was type O. So she cannot give it to him. And then I'm a type O, but they look at me, they say, oh, you too small and you too young, you're so weak. You know, you're only 13 years a week. We cannot take your blood. It's not enough, you know. So what are we going to do? So the surgeon said, you had to have a blood ready because otherwise, you know, he probably going to pass out and pass away and during the surgery. And so we don't know what to do. So I'm talking about that time I realized, you know, my mother is very strong. Because, you know, when chips are down, you know, you will see the person, whether she courageous to do something or to think about to do something. So she said that, you know, the only way is, he said, I'm going to take you with me and go to the place my father worked. And talked to the revolution committee and see maybe if we just try, you know, maybe they will call the hospital, tell them to make exceptions. So, you know, what else we can do? So my mother said, I'm going to go there. I'm going to tell them. I'm not begging them, whatever it is. I just tell the story and tell the truth and see maybe somebody will help. I know she probably prayed to God, you know. And so we go there and then we start. Good thing is that, you know, in this committee, some people, they were older workers. And actually, that time, my father hired them, you know. So they know my father because he always very nice to them and give a good salary, everything. And so, but the new ones come out, which was in charge, is a revolutionary, rebelling, they called. And those people, and the thing is, we got there that morning, and the guy in charge, a young guy, was a rebelling group, leader of the rebelling group, is not there. So it's a chance, you know. So mother just tell what's happening, and she didn't cry. I was surprised. I saw that she's going to go there to cry and begging, or so they maybe, you know, feel sorry for her. She's not. She's just telling what's happened, and she said, well, you know, if the hospital call, you know, because the good thing is the surgeon was very sympathetic, and he probably will not to write it down, you know, about this my father's social status, which was a class enemy. So the hospital will take up, they try to find a blood bank and to matching or something, but they need. And my father's work unit, they call work unit, the company, somebody, the revolutionary committee, to have a letter say that. And so the guy was very much hesitant. They say, well, what I'm going to do? You know, I'm going to write a letter. Oh, I'm not. And then he said, well, you said, but you look at that. Was a good chance because the guy was not there. Probably going to come back a couple of days later. They have some meeting in other place. So he think, well, you know, maybe I read the letter and then and call the hospital and mail the letter. You know, they had to put a seal on it. And then just if nobody mentioned that, so they were just okay. So he decided to take a chance. To take a risk, actually. But it's very nice, you know, because that time, you know, in China, during the Cultural Revolution, they just wanted people to fight each other and to betray each other, you know, just against the, you're talking about CCP, you know, why I think they are evil. And because that, they against all the humanities. Whatever good things in the human face, and they're against. So the trust is the most important thing. And so they just make everybody, I don't trust anybody, and then you generate the hate and to harm somebody. Like you gotta be harmed. Somebody report you, turn you in, and then you report more, two or three, whatever, you know. That's happened to so many families. Unbelievable. And then the reaction to that is if you're in a family, it's a loving relationship. And if you someone you trust, a whole your life you trust, betrayed you, you know what's happened? So your emotion and your spiritual war was corrupt. Because nothing, no one you can trust. So it's just like that. So my father is very lucky. So it was lucky moment to have that real surging. And also he experienced the same kind of situation because his father was a class enemy. And so they kicked him out of the army. And then on that moment, my mother got there with me and to asking for the letter to permit to have a blood transfusion. And at that moment, that evil, the rebelling, head, but it's not the leader, it's not there. So I don't know. It's
lucky,
a miracle.
Lucky all the way around.
Yeah, I just, all the way, I think it's something, and God want him to live. That's how maybe my mother's prayer be answered, right? Because my mother, but she never pray, you know, never make a sing or whatever it is. I think her prayer is very sincere. So, you know, over there, I think.
So what happened?
What happened is that so they got hospital, and because he was breathing for a couple of days, I mean, just nonstop, and he's going to die. Lots of blood loss. So just about a couple of hours more if you don't do surgery, don't do anything, you know. So just on time. So the immediately, the nurse in the blood bank was very nice to immediately get the letter to finding the matching. The blood, so everything ready. So had a surgery, and that was a big surgery. They took 2/3 of a stomach. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, because you know that seems like that, and then he survived, live until 91 years old.
Wow. You know?
Yeah, so that's something. But that also showed my mother; she didn't give up. She didn't give it. Most of us say, well, cannot do it. What can you do? Just wait to die and cry. So that's why I think she's strong.
Yeah.
And chips down. She will figure out what to do. And I don't know. She has something, some kind of strain, inner strain or whatever it is, a touch of people.
Mm-hmm.
They will listen and they will do. She requests. I don't know.
I have to ask the other logical question from your story. The guy who signed the paper in the absence of the rebellion guy who wasn't there. Any problems with
afterwards?
Yeah.
Afterwards, I think he was very smart, and he hid everything in a bunch of documents, so they not really, you know, and can find that. Another thing is, I think because my father was very nice to people, so nobody talk about that. So if only one person say, oh, I'm a reporter, you know, bad people. So nobody talk about it. So it's like a buried. They don't even asking for that.